What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Joe Geruso, New Orleans City Council Member, District A, and he is on the Budget Committee. I think he chairs the Budget Committee for the New Orleans City Council. Joe, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Noel.
That is right, correct, that you chair the Budget Committee?
For 140 more days, yes, that is correct.
But who's counting, Joe?
Who's counting?
So, Joe, I thought this was a worthwhile discussion to have. The mayor's race is probably going to kick into high gear post Labor Day. If we could kind of get a state of the state from a budget standpoint of where the city stands.
Well, look, there's two things that are the candidates are going to have to be faced with. One is, we have a revenue estimating conference on Wednesday where the chief economist of the city wants to adjust revenue downwards by $30 million. And some of that may be understandable, Newell, because if there's things that were passed in the legislature that changes our ability to collect taxes, well, you can't foresee that, and that's subject to legislative change. But there's some other items that seem as though they could have been captured earlier, such as loss of revenue from traffic cameras, which was more than a year ago in the making. So we're going to have questions about that. And then on the other side, it's going to be the issue with police, fire, EMS, safety and permits over time. And right now, it's just headed in the wrong direction. I think the city has it projected at close to 70 and over. So that's a $100 million hole. And we're trying to do things to change that. We had some money that was supposed to go to a project that will move from operating to capital expenses. Obviously, I think you and I have had this conversation so many times about the city has to really bear down on collections when it comes to sales and property taxes. And then the city's going to have to look at revenue generation, too. One of the things we didn't discuss in the meeting a week or two ago, but I keep on bringing up, is like parking downtown, the rate changed in years and years, and it's time to have that evaluation. And then the last one, and I know, again, this has been in your bailiwick for a long time, is the new mayor is going to have to come in and really look at the organizational chart, the positions, and kind of decide where's the weak and what things need to stay and what things need to go. And they're going to have to make some of those decisions. You can't path and that we want to be.
So, Joe, when we what do you, I mean, you probably have a pretty good idea of what you're going to be looking at as it relates to the fund balance in the city. I got to imagine we're deficit spending this year. So where do we actually find ourselves? How much down are we?
Well, again, the hard part is a little too early to tell, because we haven't tapped into the fund balance, the surplus yet. But again, we have to recognize the fact that there's going to be less revenue. And then the question is, like, how far near that $70 million is the city going to come in? And then, again, what are the ways that we can make up for that in 2026? So I wish I could say I know the number is not $100 million. It's really going to be 50 or 60. And that's what we keep on trying to drill down to is what is it going to be? And then do we have to look at some operational costs that aren't necessary at this moment, shifting those over to personnel to make sure that there isn't such a big hole?
So when you said who is the revenue estimating conference? Who's actually on that board, on that panel?
I'm sorry, Noel, I'll watch you at the first part of the panel.
Said who is the revenue estimating conference? Who makes
the
up
revenue
that?
It's the mayor, it's the CAO, it's the chief financial officer, it's the chair of the budget committee, it's one outside person with expertise. There's a professor from Tulane, and I think one of the at-larges generally sits ex officio, but doesn't have a voting item. So it's essentially one council member, one member of the public, and three people from the administration.
So they're telling you that we can anticipate $30 million less in revenue. You say that this year's experience is that we're $70 million over budget for overtime for police, fire, and EMS, right?
Yes.
And then the other day you were telling me that the sanitation department was facing a $34 million deficit.
They've been facing that since 2023. So when I'm
adding all these dollars up, though, I mean, this is way over $100 million that needs to be made up, right? I mean,
well, I think what's happened is the general fund is used to cover up a lot of the sanitation fee. So I don't think per se that's going to tap.
So they're moving dollars around. Okay. All right.
Correct. That's right. But the problem, Noel, is like I hear it in your voice, they're moving. Well, okay, but we're moving dollars around. And so that's money you can't spend. And I heard Mark talk a little bit about this a second before. You can't spend that money on fixing streets. You can't spend that money on potholes. You can't spend that money on fixing the lights that are out. So we need to free up that revenue to be able to do the quality of life things that the next mayor needs to focus on.
I made the observation, Joe, in my monologue earlier, that I think the best approach is to set up a matrix as to what are the funding and financing of critical services, what it requires, and that we don't talk about spending dollars in other places until we are sure that we have the dollars necessary to do that. And to cover the capital or whatever the percentage is going to be in capital construction, so that we're looking at a 4, 6, 10-year plan that we hope to accomplish as opposed to a 20 to 25-year plan.
I don't disagree with that. And here's the part I struggle with, Newell, is that our bonds, and this is getting in the weeds for your listeners, so I'll explain in layman's terms after I use the legal ones, our bonds defease in a major way in the next couple of years, 10 years. So the city's going to have a lot of bonding capacity. All that means, if you're not a lawyer, is that we're basically paying down our bonds to such an extent that we're going to have a huge ability to go do things. And to your point, where I don't want to be in the situation of is we're strapped on the operational side, so then that way we can't go do capital investment, even though we have such a wide berth to do so. So you have an incredible opportunity. And again, you and I've talked about this, how you stack up state, federal, city funds to go do those big capital projects. But at the same time, you've got to have the revenue working in the right way for police, fire, EMS, DPW, safety and permits, code enforcement, et cetera. And look, Noel, some of that too, and I don't want to bang on the director in saying this, but some of that is safety and permits needs to become more efficient. We need to have enough people there. That is the one part of the city that ought to be making money as opposed to being a cost center. And so how do we do things to make sure that that's running as possible, because that also lifts up the revenue of the city completely.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, I think y'all developed a task force to address that. Where do we find ourselves relative to that issue? I know it's been a friction point for a long time.
I know that they came back with a report from an outside company. And then the question that we keep on having is, well, where is that report and implementation? And we have not gotten a clear answer on that. And so, again, this goes back to this age old, we fund, you have to execute. And that's going to be something, to your point, I think the next mayor is going to have to come in and basically figure out, What do we have studies on that haven't been implemented? What do the audits of the departments look like? How do we get those operating to the optimal way possible? And then again, focusing on the most critical needs, because I think everybody knows what those are.
All of the candidates are talking about the need for Sewage and Water Board to have some type of fee to make sure that not only the for-profits, but not-for-profit on the commercial side are actually paying something towards drainage. But it would seem to me that we need to have something that's really measurable, right? Maybe that's funding and financing the cleaning of catch basins with that fee. Maybe that's making it more frequent than once every 5 years. Obviously, there's probably a need for that, something that's easily measurable as opposed to other operational things that go on, so that you know you can have the public's confidence in knowing we're directing our fee to this. I think they might be more amenable to it.
I think that's right. Look, that's one of the things we did with the capital budget that we're putting out, or rather the capital improvements that will be on the ballot in November. We're not just saying, well, here's $500 million to go fix stuff, because residents would rightfully look at us and say, well, we've been hearing that for 5, 10, 15, 20 years. What does that mean? So there's a list, and the list is what we hope to abide by in getting all of those things finished. I think the same thing is true with the nonprofits. A, philosophically, they're already paying water and sewage, which goes on your sewage and water board bill. Those are fees. And yes, I think when it comes to the drainage, it's cleaning the catch basins, making sure things are moving in the right direction. And Lakeview getting ready to use federal, mainly in some city funds, to provide more drainage to the big park on Florida Lake. So it's all of those things to make sure. And again, you won't believe the amount of junk, dirt, detritus that we're sucking out of the catch basins right now, and that's because they haven't been cleaned in such a long time.
Joe, so you referred to the city surplus many times. I was kind of going through some notes from previous discussions. Is that surplus somewhere in the neighborhood of $130, $135 million?
Yes. I think it's between 116 and 133. And obviously, I know the council has been very careful about not touching that money, as we want to use it as the basis for having loans, making sure our bond rating is good. And now, obviously, we got to look at how we're dealing with this budget deficit and moving everything forward and trying to provide the revenue that's needed.
And what is the total city budget?
Total city budget is $1.8 billion. And I know the best practice is to do 20% of the general fund, which is about 150 or 160. So we're a little less than 20% of the general fund that's in there right now.
So when you say that the general fund, you are removing all the dedicated revenues that go to certain projects out of it, right? And just what's left over is associated with general fund balances.
Right. What I'm taking out the federal funding, the other funding. Essentially, as I understand it, the best practice is supposed to be 20% essentially of your general fund revenue is what you want to have in a fund balance. And so that would, I think, be roughly about 150 or 160. So we're a little south of that, but in the neighborhood, unlike in years past.
So then how would you make up for these functional deficits that you anticipate running?
Well, I think number one is, what do we have on the operational side that isn't spent or isn't going to be spent? That needs
right.
to be moved over. Number two, I mean, this is also projections now for September, October, November, December. Do we have to have all of those? And are we, again, those are projections. They aren't actually done deals. And then what is the other revenue we're sitting on? And then Newell, again, like this is for 2026, not for 2025. But do we want to be fighting with the school board about a potentially $70 to $100 million liability? Don't we want to have all the Wisner money? Shouldn't we put down our arms with the emperors and figure out how to settle all of that? I mean, all of those things add into the mix.
There's no doubt about that. A lot of it, I know where you stand on it. These are head scratchers, right? I mean, I don't quite get it at all.
Well, what I told the administration at the last meeting is, if you're just going to tell us no when you're going to fight us, just tell us. It's a lot easier than, oh, we want to work with you and be in a room. I mean, I get it. If you're going to be opposed and we're going to say it's raining and you're going to say it's sunny outside, okay, that's fine. I know what the rules of the road are then.
Absolutely. Joe, thank you so much for joining us today. We truly appreciate your time and your insight, and we will continue the count of days with you.
Thanks, Noel. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Joe Geruso, New Orleans City Council Member, District A, who is not running for any other spot and will leave public service, and he will be missed for sure. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.